We're capable of this.
I know it's been a while when even my brother was like, well, what's up with the mega cats?
I know. I've been finally, I'm starting to get the messages from people like, what's up? Is everything okay? And it's like, yeah, we'll be back next week, but won't be back the week after that. Enjoy. We're the worst.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let's go.
Please welcome.
We're going to give it to you. Smith
and Steve Mix, you are now entering
the mega cast.
Big Z.
Ted, we got to get right into
it. We're back.
We've been letting people down left and right. People are emailing me, direct messaging me, stopping by my house. It's insane.
No. I was like, well, I heard from my brother. Like, when I hear from people in my family, like, what's up with the MegaCast? I'm like, all right, we gotta do one. We were here last week. We just didn't put one out.
We legit were in this room, and it was yet again one of our secret episodes, which are the ones where we never start recording, and we just bitch to each other for a good 30, 45 minutes.
Correct.
We needed it.
Yeah.
And it'll probably happen from time to time. Get used to it. Just know that we're putting in the time. We're just not putting in the work. I don't know. I don't even know if that makes sense.
It makes no sense. But hey, I'm with you.
Here we are.
I'm going to start using that as like a coaching technique or just drinking with buddies. Like,
yeah.
Like, I see you putting in the time, but are you putting in the work?
Oh, man.
Can't you show up?
The way you just said that, you sound like Ted Lasso.
Right.
That's a Ted Lasso-ism.
Right. So I'm going to steal that.
Do it. You have to do that at a bar. Oh. Are you talking to any of the girls here? Or are you just drinking with your friends and keeping it safe?
Yeah, you're here.
Yeah.
Putting in the time. I can't deny you that. Now, what I'm asking you, son, are you putting in the work?
Please save that for a time where I'm there with you. Right. That way I can fall on the floor and just start laughing like I'm Peppa Pig in one of those shows. It's a bad children's show, relate, but you know.
Well, have I told you?
When the pigs laugh, they fall over, and then they laugh on their sides for some reason.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Peppa Pig.
Yeah. Or as they say it in the Spanish version, Peppa Pig.
Oh, Peppa Pig.
We were listening to Peppa Pig in the car, and then when the CD or when the streaming of that album is done, it just goes to some other kid's stuff, and it went to the Spanish version of the Peppa Pig theme song, and it was great because Tatum, we're just listening. I didn't even notice it, and then finally Tatum's like, "Daddy, they're saying it weird," and I'm like, "What?" And I turn it up, and it's like, "It's Peppa Pig, Peppa Pig."
I see you just heard the same like cadence, and it didn't even dawn on you it was
no,
in Spanish.
No, dude, it's just like wallpaper at this point. I almost want to find the Peppa Pig Spanish version. I'll look for it.
Do you follow that guy? What's his name? Tony something. He's a comedian, and he does the voiceovers for the animals.
No.
Oh, it's great on Instagram. I love that guy.
I have not heard
when
it
you
yet.
Said talking about animals on their side laughing, it's always like cats, like pap, pap.
Yo soy Peppa Pig. Este es mi hermano pequeño, George. Esta es mamá Pig. Y este es papá Pig. Peppa Pig.
Peppa Pig.
I think that's the first time I've heard the opening of Peppa Pig.
That's so great. How you been?
Good. Well, I got it. So I'm stealing that line. And then the other thing is I've been taking some road trips in the old car.
Uh-huh.
So the radio doesn't work, which is odd for someone that works on the radio. So
I can't judge. I can't give you a hard time. I still haven't found the radio feature on my new Kia. I know it's there. I haven't bothered to even like hit the button.
So I'm an old guy. I just put on Pandora on my phone.
Okay.
But one is called Tailgate Radio.
Oh, perfect. That's your radio right there.
Yeah, but it's got a lot of country songs. So some of the people I hang out with there aren't country fans. So I just take the taglines from the song. So like the other day at the bar, I was like, well, it's like I always say, God is great. Beer is good, and people are crazy.
Who sang this song?
I don't know, but it's a super popular song. It's somebody, if somebody knows, they're smart enough to go, wait, you're just quoting a song.
Please keep doing that, too. That's fantastic.
But it sounds like something I would say.
Did you know that the boys around here, they drink ice cold beer?
Right?
That's all I know. I don't know many country songs. I don't even know any other ones, man.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, I'm a country guy now. I saw Taylor Swift. Well, I was outside the stadium.
You tailgated Taylor Swift. Yes. Did Sarah from my show hit you up?
No, but I texted Danny.
Uh-huh.
And I said, hey, man, are you here? And he's like, no, I'm at NoFX. Sarah has my tickets. And I was like, all right.
Sarah's not very happy with you.
Why not?
Well, because I was talking about the bracelet phenomenon, and I said, oh, Ted got four of them, and she looked pissed.
Oh, would she only get like one?
Zero.
Oh.
I believe she finished with zero. Maybe she got one, but I'm pretty sure she got zero, and she was there looking.
Well, you know what, Sarah? This is fine. All right, most situations, the cute blonde woman is going to get most of the benefits. I was an oddity at this show, all right? T-Swift fans, like, it's a single dude in your 40s tailgating? Like, I was fun and adventurous to
I told her, you also bribed somebody with a White Claw.
That is true.
Which was the funniest thing. So, like, we didn't get to talk about this last week. For some reason, I thought we did. But then again, yes, we didn't do a show last week. But I saw Ted, and you were telling me about all this. And I jokingly just went, did you get a bracelet? Because apparently that's all the that's what happens at Taylor Swift shows now. They've just embraced that. You make bracelets and you put like album titles, song titles.
Look What You Made Me Do is the first one I got.
I think Eddie Vedder had a 1989 one.
I got a red one, one that says red.
That's an album. Yep. There you go. So I jokingly said that to Ted. He's like, funny you mentioned that. And opens up his bag and pulls four Taylor Swift bracelets out.
It was awesome.
And one of them you got because, well, you bribed a person.
Yeah, with a White Claw.
Which is fantastic.
Hey, look, trade's a trade, man.
And she was 13. Not a big deal.
Just me. This I know. Every time I tell that story, everyone, I was like, all right. I get it. It was Taylor Swift. I was like giving drinks to children. Oh, Sarah, that's pretty funny. She didn't get any.
Oh, she was not happy when I told her that. Oh, yeah, Ted got some.
Ted. Yeah, from the bedroom. That Ted.
Yeah, that Ted. She's like, I'm going to talk to him. So I didn't know if she did this week. I meant to give you a warning. Then you might have a fired up Sarah.
When do they do their podcast?
I think they did it today.
All right. I'll make sure next time if I know she's around because they're still in my bag.
Yes,
I'll just put all four of them on and just be like, hey, just like talk with my wrist.
Yes, constantly scratch your face.
Yeah,
play with your beard.
Start shaking them. Oh, yeah. These things.
Oh, you didn't get any.
I mean, I feel like the fans are just giving them away to anybody that's a real Swiftie.
Yeah, I mean, this is just a fraction of the bracelets that I got at the show. Jeez. I was telling one of my friends, only losers don't get any bracelets.
I guess you're not a real fan.
Yeah.
That sucks.
People saw right through it.
Yep.
Poser.
Ted Talks, starring B-Tex Smith.
All right, Steve.
All right, let's go.
This is a simple one this week.
I'm in.
Now, for most of the country, they have been sweating their asses off,
yes.
All right? It has been summer since early June, and they're over it. But not here in the Northwest. We're just kind of reaching our halfway mark. We got Seafair this weekend, Blue Angels flying over the hydroplanes, TED Talk this week, grill, swim, enjoy.
Grill, swim,
enjoy.
Enjoy. It sounds Bloodhound Gang song.
Yeah, it's the first weekend of August. Like, whether you go to Seafair or not, I'm just saying, like, fire up the grill, man. Get out there. Have some fun.
We will be barbecuing this Saturday.
Oh, are you?
Well, we barbecued yesterday. We barbecue all the time at my house. Granted, it's not your kind of barbecue because it's all plant-based.
Well, you're grilling.
But we're going to our boy Munson's house. It's his lady Megan's birthday.
It's actually today.
Happy birthday, Megan.
Happy birthday, Megan.
But we're going on Saturday to go celebrate. Bring the kid. Have a good time in their backyard. And, of course, Munson's got not a Traeger, but one of those smokers.
Oh, smokers. Good for him.
Munson's a genius. He gets a Traeger from Costco, uses this thing until it stops working, and then brings it back because apparently I did not know this, but Costco's kind of like Nordstrom. You can return anything.
All right.
So long as you have every part, the instructions, you could bring back anything. And he did. And so he brought back his Traeger, which was just like used to the, I mean, he used the thing.
And got a new one?
And they just gave him back. He ended up trading in and getting a different brand, but a nicer, bigger version.
Awesome.
I know. I'm like, no way. He's like, oh, yeah. And he goes, sometimes I get my summer clothes there and I bring it back and I can trade it in for winter clothes. I'm like, you got to be messing with me, man. You're not going that hardcore. But you know what? I can believe Munson doing something like that.
Yeah, that fits, but good for him.
Oh,
see, you're already, the TED Talk, you're already doing it.
I'm living it, brother.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's summertime. Let's get out there.
We had some field roast sausages last night, corn. Always have corn.
Yeah.
In my opinion, you ain't barbecuing if you don't have corn.
Correct.
And then a salad, you know, because the wife was helping out.
Yeah. Well, you could make like a pasta salad, a potato salad.
Yep. Typically, she'll just mix up a bunch of potatoes and vegetables and tinfoil it up and then put it on the smoker.
That's a good call.
Yeah, you know, it's awesome, dude.
What kind of seasoning are you using?
Whatever she's putting in it, I have no idea. But delicious.
There, the Kinders.
Some vegan butter, some salt, pepper, and other things.
All right, Kinders is my brand.
What the hell do they do?
They have a bunch of different seasonings, but they have one that's just literally SPG, salt, pepper, garlic.
In.
It, I mean, it works on almost anything.
I was going to say, I could put that on anything there.
Yeah, I mean, that's basically what it is. Now, don't get me wrong. You don't need a ton of it. It is potent. But it's just easy. Like those veggies, you hit it with that salt, pepper, garlic, put it in the pan, you're good to go.
Ted, this is very random. It has nothing to do with barbecuing, but you just said you had to do it in a little bit of doses. This morning we were talking about, have you ever used smelling salt?
I the only time I have used a smelling salt was when I had a concussion at a practice once.
Uh-huh.
So they didn't work.
Oh, but they try to get you to come through? Or you were just like loopy?
That's how you kind of know.
Yeah.
Because it should be just jolting. But if I broke one and sniffed it and I was like, I think this one's broke.
Oh.
And then they were like, take your helmet off.
Wow, I did not know that.
That's so nowadays people are using smelling salts before they lifted stuff. But back in the day, smelling salt, there was a couple crazy psychos that might use it to fire themselves up. But that mainly was how you kind of knew if somebody was really messed up in the head or not.
Okay, because we were talking about it because there's a guy at my gym, younger guy. And before he's ever, it seems like whenever he's doing chest day, you see these people every day. So you kind of get to see what their routines are. And this guy's got a bottle. And he does the smelling salt and then gets under there and just max out, goes crazy. He's not even that big of a guy. I'm like, I wonder how much that helps him.
Yeah, I mean, that's the new craze.
Oh, yeah. Then we found a bottle called Bottled Insanity. And it's a smelling salt.
Yeah, I follow a guy on Instagram that's a baseball dude. What's it, JUCO something? As he played junior college and he has his own line of smelling salts and stuff.
That's crazy.
But he lifts heavy, heavy.
Yeah, I never have been that extreme, although I kind of want to see what it would do.
Are you? Well, you're a pre-workout guy, right?
Yeah.
See, I've never used that stuff either.
Honestly, I don't even know if that helps. To me, it's no different than coffee or Red Bull. I think it just kind of evens me out. I'm always just so tired. Unless I put an exorbitant amount, I think that's the right word, of pre-workout in, then I might feel a little bit of the tingles.
All right.
But just a scoop. I don't even know if it's helping me at all.
Yeah, and I'm a psycho. I don't even use headphones.
You know, I'm starting to use less. I use headphones for cardio.
Yeah.
But I'm starting to do it less when I do actually work out, just weights.
Yeah, so there's always some music on.
There is music on. It's questionable. Some of the times it sucks.
Oh, it's very questionable. But every once in a while, I mean, look, that's how I fell back in love with Don Henley.
Was at the gym?
The gym I used to go to.
Why are they listening to Don Henley?
On Wednesday, Osiris had a slower mix. And yeah, and a New York Minute came on. I remember in between sets being like, I like this song. Who the hell is this? And then I had to look it up. I was like, Don Henley.
I mean, I was listening to BG's Essentials the other day while I was at the gym.
Phenomenal. I love the Bee Gees.
Remember the time? Did I help you get more hooked on the Bee Gees?
You did. And
yeah.
And then, what was I going to say? Our buddy Sean bought a Bee Gees record.
Yes.
And I mean, we probably wore that record out.
I remember blowing your mind when I played the Bee Gees one night.
Oh, yeah, that song. Right. So that's,
I started
you're
a
the
joke.
One, right. You're the one that kind of got me. I was like, no kidding. You are the one.
Yeah, because you were just like, I only knew these guys as disco.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, no. The disco stuff is cool. Don't get me wrong. I love the but the Bee Gees when they were just a straight up almost yacht rock or whatever. I don't even know what to describe them as. They were just kind of weird.
Trippy, man.
They were trippy. Yeah. They were folky and trippy, and the voices were amazing. I started a joke, man. That song hits me every time.
Oh, I love that's. It's on. So I guess he has the greatest hits because it's on that record.
Wow.
And we're always like, hey, you got to listen to this one. I'm with you, dude. I'm Team Bee Gees.
Have you ever heard Faith No More's version of "I Started a Joke"?
Probably with you.
Yeah, I wonder if we did. I can't remember. It's so freaking good.
If there's a Faith No More song, it's either you or Thrill who has approached me about
it. That's a very good point. Yeah.
What if you could do SEO smarter?
Oh, what the hell is this?
And faster.
Well, it's YouTube. You got to get a commercial in.
I know. I don't have my account logged in. Yeah, at home, I have YouTube Premium because of Tatum.
Oh, that's a good call.
Put your hands and legs together for...
There it is. Let me just listen to a little bit of it. It's so good. Yeah, I remember Ted looking like, he's like, what? This is not the Bee Gees. This is the Faith No More version, though. That's Mike Patton.
And the video is trippy, too.
Yeah, it is.
Because we were watching it on YouTube.
That's right. And some other guy singing in the video, he's doing karaoke. That the joke was on. What I always loved about Faith No More is they do these covers and they wouldn't even try and make them into a Faith No More song. They're just like, no, we're just gonna stay true. Like when they covered Easy.
See, I go back and forth on that.
I do too. I'm with
you. I think it's fine. And like if I'm at a concert, I want to hear them just do a cover.
Yes.
But then also sometimes when the songs become huge, it's like, well, you should change it a little bit.
Just give you
like
a little
Disturbed, sound. Right? Yeah. Like what was that Song of Silence? But like they made it a Disturbed song.
God, he's got a good voice. Freaking love that voice, Ted. Yeah, I go back and forth. I think with Faith No More, I like it because it's just like they're just such a heavy, aggressive band. And then they do something like so soothing and so calm like that. I'm like, that's pretty freaking cool.
Yeah, I guess sometimes, I don't know. Especially during, like, there was a lot of covers that come out. And I'm like, well, it's a good cover. But I was like, that's just people that could sing, just singing a song.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, very true. Very true.
You know
true.
What I mean? Yep. Like, I don't know. Like, mix it up. Make it sound like your band.
Yeah, like Marilyn Manson, I still say, has always done a great job covering songs.
I mean, look, I'll always take Cake, I Will Survive, is like probably my favorite cover song of all time.
That's your favorite of all time?
That's a pretty damn good song.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. I might put, like, I love Faith No More is easy. I love Marilyn Manson. Obviously, Sweet Dreams is great, but I also love when he did Tainted Love.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Typo Negative. Which one did they do? Summer Breeze. That was pretty freaking awesome.
I mean, obviously, you'd have to put All Along the Watchtower as like the quintessential cover.
That's one where the cover is better than the original.
Right. Dylan even said it. Like, yeah, that's Jimmy's song.
To be honest, I even like the Dave Matthews Band cover of that song better than the original.
God, I haven't listened to Dave in forever.
I never listened. I used to listen to Dave Matthews in college all the time.
Yeah, I definitely went through a Dave Matthews phase.
We all do. And then we realize we have better things to do.
No, I like
Dave. I'm kidding.
I like Dave Matthews.
I've always wanted to see him at the Gorge for one of those weekend ones.
I think about it too. And I should do it. Because Tom Petty, every year I'd be like, dude, I'll go see him next summer. Then he died. Now, I don't think Dave Matthews is going to die. But I'm like, what if they just decide, like, all right, that was the last one.
Right. They used to do it every year, Labor Day weekend. And then they stopped for a while. And then they kicked it back off again.
Yeah.
All right. Next year.
Labor Day weekend.
Whenever Dave Matthews is a Gorge. If it's Labor Day weekend, it's Labor Day weekend. We're going.
All right.
Before we get to sports, I have a TED Talk.
What's
from
up?
Tatum.
Oh, nice.
Tatum, for some reason now, she's a ham. She loves when I put the video on her. She'll start performing. I think it's that time we brought her to a radio station ever since then. So I have an app where it, like,
how old is she now?
She's going to be 4 in December.
Yeah, that's about right, though, for a little girl.
She always needs to let you know what her name is.
All right.
And then she describes what's going on. So I had, like, this app I found, like, you could record audio in your phone, like any of those. But it shows, like, the wave file. Like, it shows, like, you know, your voice going up and down on there. And so she wanted to play on there. So, of course, I had to record it. Mind you, in the background, the wife ski's doing what the wife ski should do, and that's vacuum. I'm kidding. But she was vacuuming at the time. But here's Tatum.
Is that why you call her Roomba?
Yes, of course. It's her middle name, really, Ted. I mean, I'm not that disrespectful. It's Sydney Roomba
Migliore.
Yeah. All right, here we go.
How many 5-year-olds would it take to tackle?
Oh, wait, that's the wrong one. That's the wrong one.
How many 5-year-olds would it take to tackle you?
That's a good question. It's going to come up during sports.
I think for Tatum, well, only one. Yeah. She's not even 4. Like, that's not a good question her.
I'm pretty sure a 1-year-old could tackle her.
She's going to get demolished, dude.
Sometimes Lulu at 7 or 10 pounds can tackle her. All right, here's Tatum.
This is Tatum, and I am a Jordan, and this is my great daddy Lou.
That's right. Her great daddy, Daddy Lou.
Daddy Lou.
High five.
High five.
High five.
She loves high fives. It's awesome.
So, Paso, my pony and stuff covered up in there, and I hope we are great. Lost. Oh, a great day for new day and days and the days on the days.
Have a great day. For a new day.
For a new day.
And the days, and the days, and the days.
And that's what she said. All right, I thought that's what she was saying. And the days. She sounds like a preacher. And the days, and the days, and the days.
Spanning the globe to bring you the constant variety of sport. The thrill of victory. And the agony of defeat. This is
the Ted Smith's
Wide World of Sports.
Brought to you by
Smith Family Popcorn. Good people, great popcorn.
day and days and the days and the days.
By the way, Smith Family Beer Garden jumping off in Cape Cod.
Are they going crazy?
It looks like they're doing good. My brother was up there. He said it looks awesome. I do find it kind of funny that, like, the main bartender is my cousin Pat. He doesn't drink. But yeah, I was talking to him. I was like, he's like, dude, I drank enough that I can just kind of guess.
Yeah.
Because you know how it is. Like, people are always like, well, which beer? And he'll just be like, well, I like this one. It's like, well, yeah, they don't have to know you don't actually drink them.
No, just say it with confidence. They'll be like, dude, great choice. You know me all too well.
Right. And like, look, I don't want to offend beer people here, but if you've had one hazy IPA, like, you could kind of be like, all right, well, this one's a hazy one. No. This one's citrusy.
Direct your complaints to the Ted Smith. I believe every beer has its own unique flavor.
By the way, I find it amazing that, like, the beer culture now, like, you know what I mean? Like, me, like, the Donkeys, we were always light beer, shotgun and stuff. I love now that that's, like cool and hip.
Yep.
Like, athlete shotgun beers. I told you Joe's son is in a fraternity at UW, so he had all this equipment. They were having a big party in the spring. So Joe was like, you want to go over and check it out? I'm like, sure.
Of course.
So it just shocked me. Like, it's a rush week for a fraternity. And like, the dudes, I expected, but like, there's like all these like chicks in their 20s, like early 20s, just shotgunning beers and crushing them. And I was like, this is awesome.
So it's like, I grew up in the wrong time.
It blows my mind. But like, you see like Mahomes and Kelsey when they're golfing. I think it's awesome.
And hell yeah.
And like, I get where some people are like, for a while, it was like, oh, I hate bro culture and this and that. And I was like, well, look, I'm a little bit older, but I'm still a bro. And there's a lot of parts of bro culture that are super fun.
Right. I mean, there's obviously douches in any walk of life. I mean, you have douchey hipsters. You have douchey smart head, like nerds. You have douchey whatever. The good bros are the best bros.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so much fun. It's simple. We have a good time. You just want to crush some beers and laugh.
Right. I mean,
not every bro is like, you know, doing awful things, saying inappropriate comments to people and all that kind of crap.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, I would say, too, it's like when we used to go on that hockey trip, right? Like,
oh, that's the ultimate bro weekend.
Right. It's like they're going to drink a bunch of beer. They're going to go eat barbecue at Red Lion.
Yeah.
Right. It's like, right, it's pretty simple. There's like 12 dudes on a party bus.
Yeah.
Like, what do you think they're going to do?
And at no point did any of us cross the line other than with each other.
Right. All right, good news, Steve.
Yes.
The Mariners are 55-51.
I know. So today we're recording this on a Tuesday. I'll probably put this up on Wednesday. But yes, for
once. I keep
once,
forgetting it's Tuesday as I'm looking
I
at
know,
you.
Dude.
This is throwing me off.
It has really screwed me up. We're doing it a day early.
Yeah.
And I'm not happy about that because all day I've been thinking today is Wednesday because I'm like, I'm going to see Ted today. It's Wednesday. No, it's Tuesday. Now I'm a day behind. Thanks, Ted.
I got to go see my arthritis doctor tomorrow.
I guess this is growing up. But, dude, I thought that, too. For once, we're doing the podcast where they're not one game over or one game under or right at 500.
Yeah, and, like, look, this is about the same time of year last year they started heating up.
Yeah, like, they already sold, man. They got rid of their reliever.
Yeah, that didn't look so hot.
That was I know it's like they got rid of a couple of good players, and then they won last night.
Yeah. I mean, I've said it before. Like, for Mariners fans, it's just tough.
Yes.
I very much question if that organization really wants to win.
Oh,
and baseball is notorious for it.
Yeah.
Like the NFL, it's hard to not put in a giant effort in the NFL just because there's so few teams and it's so massive.
Mm-hmm.
But like, yeah, like baseball, there's a couple basketball cities where I'm like, those organizations don't care. They're just collecting money.
No, the Mariners are just enjoying their TV deal and making a crap ton of money and not spending enough of it.
Baseball makes so much money off of like corporate stuff. It's unreal.
Yeah. It doesn't matter if there's like 3,000 people. I mean, obviously you want a lot of people in the stands, but the attendance is not what makes them their money.
No, not at all. They
not even close.
Less.
No.
All right. So they're doing good, though.
Yes.
They're winning some games. The Sounders just suck. They got their ass whooped on Sunday in that League's Cup or whatever that was.
And they're off for a few weeks, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was just like, God, it's disgusting. Like, they just, I mean, they won that CONCACAF Champions League last year.
And it's all been downhill since then.
It has.
Yeah.
Like, I forget the stat, but it's something, I mean, just awful. It's like, God damn. Like, we suck.
Was it worth it?
Last year, I said yes.
Yeah.
At this point this year, I'm like, all right, like, somebody in that locker room has to just, I don't know if it's Stefan. You know, like someone in the leadership on the team has to sit in that locker room and remind them that, look, we are Seattle Sounders FC.
Yeah.
Okay. We make the playoffs. We play for championships. Like, seemed like after we won that one, all
everything
of a sudden
turned off.
Yeah. And it's, and you keep waiting for it to like turn back on, but it's like, well, we can't just flip that switch. We're past that point. We're not that good.
So, I think they need D. Ted Smith to go in there and do the Ted Lasso speech.
Right.
What was it again? Right. I see you here putting in the hours.
I see you putting in the time, son. But are you putting in the work? It's not enough to just show up on this practice field and run through some drills. I need you to be 100% at these drills. Look, practice doesn't make perfect, Steve. Perfect practice makes perfect, all right? Now, so they're not good. Actually, I stole that from one of my old coaches. Shout out to Coach Freda. Speaking of bad soccer, I stayed up, watched the United States women national team last night.
What time did that game go on again?
Midnight.
Why?
Well, it was in Auckland, New Zealand.
Okay, fair.
Did you think they started a game at midnight here?
I don't know anymore.
It's a Women's World Cup, Steve.
You know, there's a lot to put on television. They had to wait till they had a good time slot.
You looked at me like I was insane when I walk in and like I stayed up for that BS last night and it sucked.
And I'm like, what? What did you stay up for?
I'm like, Women's World Cup. And he's like, what? I'm like, it started at midnight.
There's no chance I would stay up, and there's no chance I would stay awake even if I did stay up.
Well, the next game is Sunday morning at 2 a.m.
Okay, yeah, that's not going to happen.
Oh, I'm just going to stay up Saturday night and watch it.
Oh, okay. So Sunday. So, oh, geez, man.
Yeah.
So you'll be nice and sober.
Oh, no, I'll be a mess. I mean, look, that's what happened in the Men's World Cup, Steve. I had been out. It was December. It had been like Christmas parties. Mm-hmm. Me and a couple friends, we stay up all night, yep, into the morning, just chugging beers, eating food. By the time it got into extra time, it ends up going to goal kicks, like the greatest final ever. I fell asleep during extra time.
You finally hit your wall.
I did.
Like, I can't do it anymore. Right. It's like me every night when my wife falls asleep. I'm like, let's go watch some wrestling. Or last night, watching Cody Rhodes' documentary on Peacock, which is fantastic.
All right.
And it's just getting really, really good. What happens? Old Steve over here falls asleep.
Yeah. I was just, like, you know my couch. I was just on that chaise lounge and just curled up.
I have fallen asleep many a times on that couch.
Right. I was just like, damn it. And then when I got up, my buddy's like, dude, you missed probably the greatest World Cup final ever.
Of course.
But so I'm saying, this game starts at 2. I should be able to make it. I've already told my buddy, like, all right, we got to fire up the air fryer at like 1:30 and get food going
again.
Get
food going. Fourth meal.
Let's see. F1. Max Verstappen is just that good. That car is too fast. Pierre Gasly, like, come on, you got to get points. I'm trying to think what else. I'll tell you the other thing, too. I know I'm getting older. I am so effing pumped.
What do you mean, going to go to an arthritis doctor next week? You're not getting any older.
I'm counting down the days until we can see some football.
Oh, dude, I think we're 5 Sundays away?
Something like
that. I
think
I heard something like that where I was like, let's go. I got myself my Geno Smith throwback jersey.
I saw that.
I'm pretty fired up about it.
That's good.
I don't even care if the... Because someone's like, he's not planning on going to last a couple of seasons. I'm like, I don't care. This is a purchase just to show love for a man who never gave up his dream.
And it's a great name to have on a jersey. You could wear that forever, Steve.
I agree. That Smith last name, freaking awesome.
I should get one that just says Migliori.
That would be hilarious. Like, who's this guy?
Right? But yeah, either way, sports and stuff. But I hope people this weekend, like, I don't know, like, there's a lot of great things about the Northwest, but Seafair, that weekend is just awesome. I love watching the Blue Angels, yep, like hydroplanes. I mean, it is. I'm going to be out on a boat Saturday for the Angels, and it's just
nice.
It's my favorite. ADD Central.
Oh, gosh.
There's boats racing around, then there's jets, then there's dudes hopping out of helicopters.
Well, dude, recently I was in the Tacoma area when they were doing all those, it's kind of like the Blue Angels, whatever those fighter planes are. They were doing like some air
for
show.
The Air Force.
And it was crazy because we were just driving back and we were on going from I-5 to 512. But in the new Kia Sportage that I have, it's so awesome. Shout out to Kia Puyallup, good people there. It has a giant sunroof, like the entire top of the it's all.
Do you know
glass.
How to open it now?
Yeah, I figured it out. Dude, come on, cut me some slack. I had it for like a week when we were driving around in it. I'm hitting all these buttons while trying to drive. I'm almost getting into an accident because the thing's opening, thing's closing. It was, but I had it fully open, and one of those planes flew right over us, and we could see it while we were stuck at the light. And it was freaking awesome because it was like, I mean, it wasn't super low, but low enough where it was like, what the F is that? It was awesome.
Dude, I remember being a kid, and we were playing baseball down by at it doesn't matter what the school was. I think it was Mount Calvary. Okay. Anyhow, it's by Andrews Air Force Base in Maryland, and they had an air show going on. And at one point, I think the umpire just called time because it's like everybody was just staring up at the sky, watching the planes.
Yeah.
It's like, right, you got a bunch of 11-year-old boys playing baseball, and you got jets zooming around.
Wait, they're going to stay focused.
Right?
Don't get mad at them. Let them just enjoy the moment.
Like, just time out. Let's take 10 minutes to watch the air show.
Yeah, exactly. This will be way less frustrating if we just let them enjoy it. All right, Ted, before we go, I do have one thing I want to contribute to the sports. You heard a little bit of that audio. So do you know who Derrick Henry is?
Yeah, the running back?
Yeah.
For the Tennessee Titans.
Big dude.
Played at Alabama?
Okay, so you absolutely know who it is.
King Henry.
Well, somebody decided to ask during the press conference a couple of days ago. They asked their coach, Mike Vrabel, and they said, how many five-year-olds do you think it would take to tackle Derrick Henry? Which I thought was a great question.
I mean, that would... You're talking a lot of kids.
All right, so here's Vrabel's answer.
How many five-year-olds would it take to tackle Derrick Henry?
And that's ton.
Yeah. Because, like, it just flashed in my mind, and I'm just picturing Derrick Henry running over children. I'm like, I'm not going to say a number because this would be awful.
Well, he continues to go on.
I don't even know if they could. How many kids would die in the process, I would imagine. I don't know.
This guy.
Have you seen? I mean, Derrick Henry trucks people.
Yeah, now you're asking five-year-olds to run him over?
Yeah.
Do I need to give you a number? Like a legitimate number? But let's say he's got
80?
A 10-yard wide space. It would probably take 35. You want to try it? Test it out?
Yeah, can we try it?
Sure, as long as you're one of the five-year-olds.
He sounds so annoyed with that reporter. He's like, whatever, man.
Then the worst part. Do you think parents would be like, yeah, sure, I'm going to trap my kid out there to try to tackle Derrick Henry? This will be a lifelong memory. Like, yeah, because he's going to have brain damage.
Well, depends on which parent you ask. Dad's a big Titans fan or mom's a big Titans fan. Like, I get to meet Derrick Henry?
That's what I'm saying.
Junior, let's go. Put your helmet on.
Then Steve, I wouldn't let you try to go out there and tackle him. You're a full-grown adult in great shape.
No, there's not a chance.
Right?
There's zero chance. And I'm sure I'm not going to let Tatum, granted she's only three, but there's no chance. And then do you all just swarm him at the same time? That's your best chance, I feel like. If you have 35-year-olds running right at you.
Have you seen the video of Tyreek Hill and the women football players?
No.
There's like 20 of them, and he's just going to return a punt.
Uh-huh.
And I think they're all like high school or college age, and they're not kids. But like he fields it, and he's just kind of – but he's just so fast. Like he just kind of like does like two jukes and then hits the corner, and he's just gone.
Really? Oh, I got to go look that up.
Yeah.
All right, so then they also asked their offensive lineman, Aaron Brewer, the same question.
This will be
good. Coach said it would take 35 five-year-olds to tackle Derrick Henry in the 10-yard box.
35 five-year-olds to tackle Derrick Henry in a box?
In a box, in your box.
I don't think it'd take 35. I think it'd take about a good, like, 200 maybe.
Right, he's only got to get 10 yards. Like, he's plowing through those kids.
It'd probably be, 35 not enough.
When you were five, would you have taken on that task?
I would. I'd went at them ankles.
That's the way to do it. He's smart.
Now I'm in my head. I'm like coaching up five-year-olds. Just like dive at his ankles.
Yeah.
Roll into him.
One of you just hit his boys.
Right. And then just whoever.
Headbutt his boys.
There's just one kid. I'm going to get him all hopped up on sugar and just get in his face and be like, listen, when they got him, like get him close on his ankles, you dive.
Listen,
you take the crown of that helmet.
Here, more fun dip. Eat the whole thing. Yeah, swallow that spoon as well. Let's go.
Yeah.
Get all
yeah.
hopped up. Do you want a Nintendo Switch? You take him down.
You ever had an energy drink?
Yeah, crush this. Yeah, it's called Bang. Just drink it.
Here's a little smelling salt, kid. Jeez.
Here's some bottled insanity. Snort it. Let's go. I always said, like, how many, like, little people do you think it would take to beat you up?
Yeah, but that's, yeah, that's different though.
Yeah.
Because they're stronger.
All right, well, how about how many 5-year-olds? If like, let's just say 200 5-year-olds start coming at you.
Well, that would be frightening.
Yes.
Yeah. But I'm not Derrick Henry.
No, I think it can take like 10 5-year-olds, no problem.
Yeah.
But then I think it's going to get overwhelming after that.
Yeah, there's just so many of them.
Yeah.
It's like you get attacked by squirrels.
How many squirrels do you think it'll take to get down Derrick Henry?
Honestly, 12, because they bite.
Yeah, they're pretty ferocious.
Yeah, I'm just imagining him running, and there's just 12 squirrels, like, biting him.
All I know is I hope, I don't know if I didn't find it, I hope maybe they'll post it at some point. Somebody's got to ask Derrick Henry how many he thinks he can take down.
Yeah, that's a weird question for him, though. I do like Vrabel, though. He's a no BS kind of guy.
Oh, dude, it was great. So I came across, while I was looking for that audio, I came across this from last year when somebody asked him a question, and he just called out the reporter, and it's freaking great.
Been having that conversation about not making the big mistakes and things like that for a couple weeks now. The offense goes out, and you get a penalty from one of your key guys on the first series, end up in second and 22 or whatever. What's that say about kind of the message getting through and guys kind of not doing the things that you've been talking about for 3 weeks?
Yeah, that's going to be a quick answer to an incredibly terrible, long question.
He was a stud, too, when he played for the Pats.
The name sounded familiar. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
He's caught a couple touchdowns. Like,
dude, you talked about how you're feeling old because of the arthritis doctor.
Yeah.
You want to feel old? BJ was telling me this morning, he was talking about this guy, Yastrzemski, that plays.
Carl Yastrzemski?
Not
the old baseball player?
A current player with the last name of Yastrzemski. I'm like, is that guy any relation? Think he's like, oh, yeah, that's his son. He goes, yeah, he's Carl's grandson.
Yeah.
I was like, what? Carl Yastrzemski's got a grandson in baseball? Oh, man, I hate when like I see like a NHL player getting hired as a coach, and I remember when he came into the league as a rookie. You're like, God.
Yeah.
Someone slow this world down.
Well, dude, it's not only that. I'm at the point now when I watch like the NBA or NFL draft, it's like, all right, yeah, his girlfriend's attractive. Show the mom. Why? I mean, the mom's in my age range.
You're right. You're absolutely
right. It's the truth, right?
It's very fair.
It's like, can you believe this mom's that hot? Like, yeah.
Yeah.
She's super fit and like 44.
I know, dude. I recently wrestled a dude and he posted a picture. I'm like, oh, man, he's got a hot girl he's with. And then I read the caption. It's his mom. And I'm like, oh, yeah. He's like in his 20s. His mom is like early 40s. Makes sense now.
Yeah, I have a couple friends in our industry that I forget how much younger they are than I am. But yeah, I'll be on Facebook like, oh, of course he's got a hot mom.
Yeah, yeah. Who's still like younger than us.
Yeah. Or like the same age. I'm just like, yep.
I don't like it. I don't like it one bit, Ted.
Yeah, well, right? Like, I'm not going to use the term, but, you know, there's a certain term from attractive mothers.
Yes.
It's like, well, I can't click on that. They're just my age.
Yes, you got to go up to the gilfs now.
Yeah, right.
Okay, well, we should get out of here.
Yeah, we should.
Now it's not the right time. I was going to end the show with some more fine words from my daughter.
No! Taylor.
But now.
And you're out next week?
I'm out. I'm off to Dallas.
All right.
For a radio convention where we're going to learn how to be better.
Big D.
Big D. We're going into Big D. We're going to a place called the Slutty Vegan.
Ooh, nice.
It's not a strip club. It's like a fast food type place, and it's all vegan food. But the greatest name ever, called the Slutty Vegan.
When I was down there, man, we spent a lot of time in Deep Ellum.
I have no idea where that is. But
it's like a section of town, but it's got like breweries, like tattoo shops, barbecue joints.
Okay.
It's almost like Soto around here.
Yeah,
or like Georgetown.
We're going to this place. It's called the Slutty Vegan. It's somewhere in town. I don't know if it'll pull up on the website, but it's banging plant-based food.
Yeah. All right. Get it.
Oh, dude, their menu's phenomenal because they got all these great terms and stuff like that. And it's just like, it's all the stuff that you want.
All right.
Yeah. So I'll be thinking of you while I'm enjoying my Slutty Vegan food.
All right. You're going to sweat your ass off, too.
Oh, gosh, dude.
Dallas is so hot.
It's going to be bonkers. Yeah. It's going to suck.
All right. Well, have fun.
Yeah. Do you want the one night stand? Do you want the chicken head?
I want the don't call me in the morning.
The sloppy toppy?
I would take that.
The fussy hussy? Or the sneaky link?
You know what? I'll go with the one night stand.
All right. All right, we're out of here. We'll be back in a couple weeks, probably, maybe. Who knows anymore?
Yeah. Well, yeah. We'll see if that lines up with my vacation then.
Oh, Jesus. We might as well just stop doing. I'm kidding.
Either way, enjoy this weekend.
That's right. As Ted said, grill, swim, and enjoy.